Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love Radio Show, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. We believe that through the power of love, that nothing is impossible with love on your side. I am Terrell Jackson, and I don't have my brothers here today, but I do have some family here. Why don't you introduce yourself, mister? You go for it. Ladies first. Let's do the ladies first.
Oh, yeah. I'm Brianna Cabral.
Hello, Brianna. Brianna, this is your first time on the show, isn't it?
It is my first time on the show.
First time I got Brianna with me, and I have...
Royal.
What up, Royal? All right, so Taj is in Vegas. TJ is in Nashville, right? Yeah. He's in Nashville still. So we are with Brianna and Royal today, and we're gonna try to hold it down until they get back. We're gonna start the show. How was your week, Brianna?
My week's been great.
Can you you're like Taj.
Elaborate on that?
No, you gotta stay on the mic.
Right here.
Yeah, there you go. That's good. So how was your week, Brianna?
It was good. Good.
Need anything?
Lots of cleaning, as you know.
Where have you been the last week?
We had spring break, so we went on a road trip.
And where'd you go?
You know where we went.
We're doing this for the listeners.
So Terrell and I went on a family road trip, not a vacation, a trip.
Yes, we went to San Francisco. We drove up north. We stopped at Pismo Beach.
Then we went to a lot of places.
Monterey Bay.
We went to Montecito. We went to Solvang. We went to Ostrich Land.
Yeah, it was good. Ostrich. Have you ever fed ostriches?
That was quite interesting. Funny. They are mean.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Yeah, I know they're mean, but
they are mean
them.
Birds.
Yeah, pretty interesting trip, but it was good. And we went to a Giant game.
We did go to a Giant game,
and they destroyed Seattle.
We Mariners. Always go to a baseball game,
and we came back for a baseball game. We had Adrian's game, but we missed Bryce's. Roy, how was your week?
It was good. My friend from New York came for 7 days, and that was fun. And then, I don't know, just casual stuff, video games.
Did you, like, see all the L.A. sights?
No, not at all.
You didn't do that?
No. No.
All right. Well, we're glad that you guys are both here. Thank you for filling in. We are live on the Power of Love radio show, so if you are listening to us right now, we thank you for joining us. Later on in the show, we will open up and take a few questions via Twitter. We got Royal. You got the Twitter feed, right?
So yeah,
the Twitter
I think
handle.
So.
The Royal's on Twitter today. You can do better than Uncle Taj. I think you got this. Roy's on Twitter. The handle for Twitter, if you want to contribute anything, ask questions, the Twitter is @DDJFoundation. It's @DDJ and then the word foundation. And then, of course, you can call in. The number here to call in is 323-203-0815. I'll say it again, 323-203-0815. And we are also going to do the disclaimer. Brianna, you can read the disclaimer for us.
We are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives, have been impacted by it, and have learned from it. And we want to share our opinions in an attempt to help you overcome what you are going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and find it. Don't just rely on us.
Yes, that's very good. You know, I don't like reading this for some reason, but thank you for doing that.
I know.
All right, well, our topic today. Brianna, do you want to discuss the topic?
Our topic today is going to be about when we lose a loved one and how we deal with their belongings, and do we keep things as memories? Yeah. Do we keep things for the future?
What to keep, what to get rid of, what to... how to move on with it. Basically, I've been going through stuff, a lot of stuff in the house and cleaning it out, and I've been realizing that there's a lot of stuff that I'm saving for my children that they probably could care less. It's probably more for me than them.
Totally more for you.
Yeah, it could be. could be. Some stuff I think might be kind of cool. You never know. But I think that's kind of how the topic came about. Obviously, there's things that I have from people that I've lost. You know, some things you want to hold on to, and it's challenging and it's difficult. It's different deciding what to hold on to, what not to keep, and it could be challenging. So that's what we wanted to talk about today. Once again, the number to call in is 323-203-0815. Brianna, let's start with you.
Sure.
Now, first, before we start talking about you, I want you to come back and tell your whole story, because I think it's one that will be very helpful. But I would want to save that for a time when my brothers are here.
Which story?
Which one
are you talking about?
About you and your losses. And
I've had
a
lot of losses.
Yes, you have. And I think that's great for our listeners. And I want to save that for a time when my brothers are here.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Sure.
But we could still also mention some things. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
All right. So
let's do it.
Let's talk about, you've had some loss, and one of the things that you had to do that I didn't have to do was go through. You want to talk about?
So actually, with all my losses, I've lost my biological father when I was 19. I lost my grandfather, who was my father. He was my father figure growing up in 2011. And then I lost my sister friend. I say my sister friend because I met her when I was 3. And we were like sisters more than anything. I lost her 2 years ago. And for all three of them, I had to kind of be there, set everything up, plan things, funerals, and clean out the house or the closets.
And this is all back home?
And this is all back, yeah. I'm from Boston, so.
And where's home? Yes.
Yes. Boston, Rhode Island. Boston. My dad's from Rhode Island, and the other two were in Boston. Fall River.
Okay.
Rive.
Excuse me. So with that, let's start with your grandfather.
Yes.
What was that like going through? Because you mentioned earlier that you had to go through all of his things, belongings.
Well, we had to figure out what we were going to keep and what we were going to get rid of. My grandmother was still going to be living in the house, so it's not like we had to get rid of furniture or anything like that. So we just had to put his belongings either somewhere or donate them. We donated a lot of the clothes and had to figure out what was sentimental and what we wanted to keep. I particularly kept his wedding band.
You kept the wedding
band? I kept his wedding band. I gave his watch to his brother. And my mother kept his wallet that had a bunch of money from around the world in it.
You're getting emotional.
I'll stop.
No, that's okay. I understand. Yeah, you need to come back and do a show with us.
Stop it. Tara loves when I get emotional.
No, no, no.
It doesn't happen very often.
You just need to come back and do and share your story. You really do. Okay, so question.
Yes.
How long did you wait to go through the things? Because I did some research for the show, and I noticed that some people do it immediately after. Some pack everything up, put it in the storage, and then eventually get to it. What was that like?
We didn't have a lot of time because we were here, so we had to travel. So when we went there, we basically had, I think I was gone a week. I had Adrian with me at the time. So I was gone probably a week from the time he passed to the time we came home. And my mom was only there 4 days. So we were there pretty much, got there upon arrival. We were notified that he wasn't going to make it through the night. We had to get there. And then he passed away a few days later. The funeral was within a day or two, so the cleaning happened very quickly.
Was it, obviously it was difficult to go through. Did you have a lot of help from family, or was it pretty much, did you even want help from family, or is it something that you wanted to sort out yourself?
It was mainly my mother and I. My grandmother was there, of course. And then my grandfather had two caretakers that were close family friends, and they helped us sort everything out.
Mm. And like you said, so you kept the wedding band.
I kept his wedding band.
Was there anything else that you wanted to keep, or?
No.
No, just
no.
that.
I kept what I wanted. That was what I wanted, was his wedding band.
Okay. And your mother, who was in charge of that?
It was a really difficult time for my mom. You know my mom, she's very strong, and she kind of shut down at that point. So I actually handled,
I handled a lot of the stuff.
I planned the funeral, and I decided what he was going to wear, and just kind of helped her go through it. Because I had already been through that. I already lost my biological father. My mother was losing her father, so I kind of just stepped in and kind of took control of the situation and handled it and tried to make it as easy as possible for her because I knew how difficult it was going to be.
Right, right. Okay, so let's talk about your father.
Sure.
What was the main difference
between
with going through his things?
I didn't go through my father's things.
No.
No.
Okay.
No. Again, I flew in for the funeral with my mom, and that was kind of already done by my stepmother. She kind of, I don't even think she went through it when I was there. I went for the funeral and left right after.
Those are two different relationships. Those are two different, yes, exactly.
You know, my biological father was that.
So was there anything that you wanted from your father?
Yes, there was, Terrell. There was a ring that my dad used to wear. It was a diamond ring, diamond and gold ring, that had his name Troy on it, that he wore. And I remember that from my childhood, just him driving or doing anything. I remember that ring that, like, was a big, he just always had it, and I wanted that ring. And
because?
Because that's just one thing that stuck in my mind whenever I thought of him. He just always had it. It was very big and bold and shiny. And, you know, from being from the town I come from, it's not a very rich town. It's very poor. And my dad came up, and that was, like, just one of his things. And I just remember seeing that ring on him all the time. And that's what I wanted. I wanted that diamond Troy that I could have.
Right, right.
Just kind of was who he was.
Yeah.
It meant a lot to him that he had that ring, that he could afford that ring, that he got it.
So would that, if you had that ring, would that be something that you would wear? Or is that something you would just
save? I would wear it around my neck. The ring wouldn't fit me, but
right.
I would wear it around my neck as a necklace for sure.
Mm. Interesting.
But I didn't get that ring.
Right, which is a whole other situation.
I didn't get anything from my dad.
And how does that make you feel about that?
That's a good question. That goes into a whole different topic because my dad didn't. Most people have wills and set things aside. You know, they'll set it up, and you'll have this, and you'll have that, and I'm leaving this to you, and this to you. My father knew he was going to die. He died of ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And knowing he had 7 years, which is a really long time for someone to survive with that, he didn't set anything up for anybody. His wife pretty much got everything, which I didn't want part of the house. I didn't want the cars. I didn't want any of that stuff. I feel like she deserves all of it. She did so much and took care of him and was his caretaker for all those years. So all that she can have, but I thought at least I would get something that was of some sentimental value to him, but he didn't leave me, my sister, or my brother anything, and I don't think she...
So you don't have anything from your father?
I have a pair of pajamas.
You have a pair of pajamas?
I do. That's what I took. That's pretty much all that was left. It was a pile of clothes, and she told me to take what I wanted, and it was kind of appalling, and I took a
you
pair of pajamas.
You basically thought...
Nothing.
Okay.
But that's the relationship.
Okay. And then, real quick, going back to your grandfather, I forgot to mention this. He had a car.
My grandfather?
And you mentioned that was something as well that you would wish he had.
My mom bought him, she bought him a silver Mercedes. And looking back, I wish I would have kept that car. but we sold it.
Because?
My grandfather loved cars, and any car, his Buick, his Oldsmobile that he had, he loved his cars. He would, you know, every week take them to his brother's house and wash them himself, like hand wash the car. It was just something he did. He took a lot of pride in that. And again, the Mercedes was a big deal. No one had a Mercedes, a Mercedes at the time, and he cherished that. It was like such a gift from my mom, and he loved it. Like, he really treasured that car.
So it's almost like you really wanted the things that he really loved.
Yes.
That meant something to him.
Yes.
Okay.
We took a lot of road trips. You have anything wrong with that car?
I haven't been through this, so no, I don't.
Okay, but you are paying attention, right?
I am. I'm listening.
Good enough to you. Thank you. Okay, and then you have one more loss that you went through.
Which was Steph. Yes. So again, I went home for that. And I say home because Boston's just always my home. But I went home for that funeral. And being how difficult it was for her mom, I wanted to help the situation as much as I could. So again, I helped dress her and make sure everything was going smoothly. And we did clean out the house a little bit. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to stay as long for that trip. But I did help clean out some of the stuff, and I kept the jeans.
And this is what's interesting.
I'm wearing. Yeah. I'm wearing her jeans right now.
Because I was going to mention that, because doing research,
I didn't even realize that until right now.
And you mentioned something about the show. The topic I had, we were a little bit against it, but now you realize. While doing research, I saw some people thought it's quote-unquote weird or bad luck to wear clothes or things that belong to someone that has passed.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, you don't agree with that.
I love wearing her jeans. I mean, it took me a minute to fit in them because she's so tiny, but I love wearing them. I feel like she's close to me, and I wear them all the time, and when I put them on, I think of her, and same thing with my dad's pajamas.
Right.
You know?
Don't you also have a shirt?
From I do. Yeah. I do. But I won't wear that one. Because it smells like her.
Mm. You have, though.
I have, yes. But then I realized the scent was leaving, and I won't wash it, so I won't wear that shirt anymore.
Okay, and
once again, I don't want to lose that smell.
Once again, you keep them because it makes you
feel closer to them.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't think it's weird or creepy or anything.
I agree with that. I agree. I do. I don't wear... I keep a lot of things. I don't wear them often, but at the same time, I don't think it's... It does make you feel closer. It keeps the person with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of it is, at the end of the day, depending on how you look at it, it's still stuff, you know? And it's about the memories.
So the other day, you have stuff of your mom's.
I have a lot of things.
But you have clothes of your mom's.
So and you always say that this is different. I always say it's different.
You have clothes of your mom's in the
house.
Yes. And I put on her jacket the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
Was that weird for you? That I was wearing your mom's jacket?
No, I don't think that. It wasn't that it was weird to me. That wasn't weird to me. I think, and I always say, but it was different, and you always point out that I'm saying that it's different. But I feel with my brothers and I, our situation was different because a lot of things growing up, we lost a lot. It was either taken away from us or it just was lost. So it's strange because now a lot of stuff is coming back to us slowly, and the things that I'm getting, some of it is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it does take you down, you know, memory lane. And there's certain things that you really want to keep, and it's hard because there's also things that are, I don't want to call them junk, but it's just, you don't really need to keep it. And I feel bad getting rid of some of those things, you know, but while doing research, I learned that some things that are important to them aren't important to you, and it's okay to let them go. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. My mom, she just moved, and we were going through her house and cleaning things, and she had this little elephant. It was a silver elephant, and she didn't really like it. And I was telling her, if you don't love it, get rid of it, you know? and she got rid of it. Ironically, she got rid of it the day the friend that gave it to her, she got rid of it the day that he passed. She didn't know that he passed, but she threw it out with all her stuff that she was cleaning out. And she found out that he had passed that day, and she's really upset that she had thrown it out, because it's not what it was, it's the fact that he gave it to her. And she's sad now that she did not keep it.
See, and that's...
She didn't love the way it looked. It didn't go in her house. It wasn't something she would buy. And she wanted to keep it. And I kept saying, just if you don't love it, because we're at a point, if you don't love it, get rid of it. That's how I'm cleaning out and doing stuff. And I said, if you don't love it, get rid of it. You'll get it something else. And she threw it out, and she's really sad, because it was who gave it to her that meant so much more.
Right, and that's the thing. It's like once they pass, it gets a whole new
meaning. It's a whole other meaning.
And it's that attachment that you feel that you get through that item, when really, I don't know if it's the item that gives you that attachment. I think it's just you feeling that you have a connection to them. But really, the connection's not through the item. I guess it's just a physical type of connection. You know that that person gave it to you, or... It represents that.
It represents them. But with, like, my father's ring, like, it's not something that he left me, but it would still, I would still want it.
Because you feel that.
Because
attachment.
I feel like that brings me back to certain memories, having those memories with him and doing certain things with him and just always seeing that ring. Like,
you really
who wears a ring with their name on it in diamonds? Like, that was just not...
You just wanted that ring.
I just wanted that ring. And I still want that ring.
Not giving up.
I'm not giving up. So if my family's listening, can I have it back, please?
All right. So, Royal.
Yeah.
Let's get you in on this. Being younger, right? Because this past week I was going through stuff, as I was saying before, and I just call it stuff, but it is. I found myself keeping a lot of things that I thought Bryce and Adrian would want. You know, that would be cool. But as I was doing it, I realized some of it is just, it's junk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I have it, because my mom saved it for me. I find myself starting to save it for them.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, some of the things are really cool. You know, but what kind of things are cool? Like, how do you figure that out? Like, there's the obvious things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, my very first baseball glove, I would want that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, because when I go to the Corona house, my dad has everything in boxes and stuff from when, you know, I was, like, five, from whenever we lived in Corona, and just, like, these random, like, drawings and stuff. And because I used to draw, like, a lot, like, mm-hmm. for hours a day. And, you know, those drawings are probably the coolest. They're still my soccer uniforms and all that, and baseball uniforms.
So you appreciate those things.
Yeah, and how the emblems are faded and stuff. And my old cleats and just, like, pieces of... my past, because my past was very sports orientated. Mm-hmm. So anything like that, my baseball bat, my soccer uniforms, anything like that, old toys. Like, when I go to Auntie Loris's house, she still has that
oh my God.
that tank. I don't even, it's like a robot, and it's the same toy that Rio plays with when he goes.
And that you guys probably played with, Terrell.
And I played with that every single time I went there. That's it. Just that toy alone, and Rio picks up the same thing, and it's cool because, like, first of all, she still has it, and whenever I see it, it's like I remember that, and then my little brother is playing with the same exact thing, so it's just like
there's some history there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
See, so that's why it's difficult to separate what to keep, what not to keep. I know. See, it's interesting because TJ doesn't have a lot of stuff. I think out of the three of us. I was going to say I have the most, but after going through some of the things, Taj has a lot of photo books because obviously he was born first. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of photo albums. So I was going through a lot of old photo albums, and he got probably like four books. I got two, and TJ didn't have any. Mm-hmm. But maybe they're still out there somewhere. We just haven't found them. But my point is that just being, just keeping, like, even technology changes the game, I think, a little bit too, because now you don't have to have 4 photo albums. You can take pictures of those things and keep them in a computer.
Yeah.
So you can get rid of things and still hold on to the memories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many different things you can do.
But who determines, like, what you keep? Like, you're saying you have all these things from your mom.
Mm-hmm.
So are those things that you collected, or were they things that she left you?
I didn't collect any. Well,
because you have a a different situation where I was prepared.
Yes.
For 2 out of those 3 deaths.
No, see, I think with my brothers and I, my mother always took pictures.
Mm-hmm.
She always took pictures. She, as I'm seeing now, she held on to a lot of things for us and put aside. But the pictures, she just pictures after pictures. It was one of those where you hated to take a picture because it was everywhere you went. Mm-hmm. Was like, let's take a picture. And you hated it at the moment. But now it's like you realize how special and how lucky we are to have them, you know, the pictures, because we have some really cool pictures. And you know, it does bring back a lot of memories and fun times. But my mom really kept a lot of those things for us. Now sorting it out, because there's 3 of us, obviously, I think my brothers and I, we have a pretty good system, you know. We kind of go order who was Taj goes first, I go second, Cheetah goes last, but then it goes back the other way. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Like a snake.
So you get a opportunity. So,
but we're pretty good. We're pretty fair and
so you never go first?
Me?
No. He never goes first.
I never go first, part of being the middle child. But at the same time, I get it back. It's good to be second. Well,
So with Bryce and Adrian, you and I save things differently.
Yes.
I don't know if you know, Uncle Terrell's a hoarder. He, like, saves, you know, everything. Everything.
Yeah, I remember your...
I do save a lot.
Drives me bananas. I'm not.
I'm working on it.
I like clean. I don't, I'm not save that, as
wait,
much.
Wait, hold on. I got to clarify this.
No.
I'm not that, like, I'm not you? that bad.
Yes, you are.
I do save a lot of things, but they all have meaning. But as I get older, I realize that the meaning that they have really isn't as strong as it needs to be, or
but it's not that you, big, so I can get rid of it. It takes you time, and it's taken you years to clean certain things out, Terrell.
Yeah, I just don't get to it.
I think that's an emotional thing, though.
It could be.
You know, because they do say, like, your Uncle Michael, you left his stuff in boxes for a good...
That was hard because I didn't have anywhere to put it.
I know. Well, I think it was the emotional attachment as well.
Could
I
be.
Think you didn't want to go through that, and you left those boxes there for years.
Very true.
And I didn't say anything because I knew.
Could be.
But so with Bryce and Adrian, what kind of things are you saving? Because we're saving different things. Like, I know you said today you have a box for them, and I'm like, well, I have a box for them. I save different things. I save, like, their first haircut, like their lock of hair.
Yeah. Or I don't have theirs, but my mom did that for me.
Right.
Which is cool.
You save, like, every picture they draw for you. You save every letter they write you, every note. You do.
Well, not... Well, I do save every card they wrote me.
You save every card anybody's ever written you, you save.
I think it's important to save your kids' cards or anything
all
they write
them?
You.
All
not
of
all
of them,
because yes. just so that when they're older, they can see how they wrote and, like, their handwriting and, like, their grammar.
I mean,
right. I save school stuff. Like, I have every year full. Like, you know, every year there's this much stuff and that much stuff and that much stuff, and there's this project and this art project. So there's little things that they'll see, but I don't save, like, every single thing, because then I wouldn't have any room. You save every single card that not only Bryce gives you or Adrian gives you, like, I give
I
you, my mother gives you, Royal gives you, TJ gives you, like, every
I
card,
do.
Every year.
I'm guilty of that. I absolutely do that.
So,
and the thing is
why
I'm
is
wondering,
that, though?
I'm wondering if it's cool for me to have for myself, or if it's going to be cool one day for the other person.
For who?
For the person that gave it to me.
So you think, like, 10 years or 20 years from now, when you and I are, like, 60, I don't know, whatever, how old it'll be, I'm going to want to look at those cards that I gave you?
Maybe. Yeah. If I'm gone? Yeah.
If you're gone.
If I'm gone, of course. You know.
So you're saving them for that, if you're gone?
Yeah. What else am I going to save it for?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. What? Why you're saving everything.
I don't really... You know, some things I save because I don't think at the ages of 7 and 10 they will really appreciate the meaning of things. But I have to be honest. I've gone through things recently. And I'm fortunate. I saved a lot of my mom's birthday cards that she wrote to me. And I have them in a briefcase along with a couple of things from my uncle. And just recently at the Halloween party, or no, it wasn't a Halloween party. It was a friend's birthday.
A friend's 80th.
It was, it was the 80s birthday party.
80s birthday party.
Yes. And I wore Uncle Michael's glove for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But in where I keep it, I also had my mom's cards. And I was going through memory lane a little bit because I don't read them often, but reading them it made me feel different, you know, because I don't obviously remember what every card says, and as I get older, things in my life change, and when I read them, they still apply,
right.
You know, so it does have an effect on me. And now on the other side, the flip side, there were times when. I think one of the most recent times, a couple months ago, we got another container full of stuff from our past. And on this one, it was reversed. It was a lot of cards that my brothers and I wrote to my mother, which was really cool for us to have, I thought.
Right.
You know? So that's the reason why I save. And I have a couple few things that I've saved, not just for myself, but for other people, because I think they will appreciate it when they get older. That's why I save.
I guess I don't have a lot of those things. So, like, I don't have stuff like that from my grandfather. I don't have letters and picture. I don't have a lot of that stuff.
Do you wish
And
you
I
did?
Don't have stuff from my dad either. I'm okay either way. It's fine because I have the memories anyways, and there's things that I actually, when I do go back home to Fall River, I do things that remind me of them.
But see, that's the thing. You're an example of somebody not really needing it. You don't really need it because obviously
because I do the things it. Yeah, like for example, my grandfather, there's the seven hills in Fall River, so every time in Fall River I go up and down these seven hills because as a kid he would go and he'd go really fast and we'd keep going faster and it's like these seven hills, so I do that every time and I do it with my kids every time, so they now know the seven hills, and that's like a memory now that I've created with the boys.
The seven hills.
When we're in Fall River, we do the seven hills.
Yeah, because we were in San Francisco. That thing was stupid.
I did not like that at all.
You did not like that at all.
No, this is different. These are like...
You've been to San Francisco, Royal?
Yeah, a few times.
Oh my God, Royal, I like panicked.
Yeah, it was not
Was that your first time?
No, but he was driving, and I don't like when he drives anyways. So we went down a slope, and I thought the car was...
I couldn't see,
and I was like, this is a really big hill, and I thought the car was going to, like, flip or something.
Yeah. But back to the card saving. I save a lot of cards, and still, today I put away a couple of cards, because they're a little bit scattered, but I'm putting them all together. I like the Happy Father Day things. I just think it's cool because one day they'll get older, and I think, you know, they'll appreciate that.
So let me ask you this. So let me ask you first, Royal. What would you want your parents to leave for you? Are there certain pictures or photos or letters or items?
Don't you think it's cool to see have your cards and things
that I wrote them?
Yeah, are cards from your father to you? See, this is the problem. This is our new generation. Yeah, that's why
it's
here to represent.
I don't know, because I'm stuck in between you two, so I don't know.
Does that not matter? Am I overdoing
for
it
the, for if they pass to leave me?
Like, both what kind ways. Of things would you... Yeah. And then I was going to ask Tara, what are you planning on leaving? Like, what is important for you to leave Bryce and Adrian, so you can ponder on that while he answers his question.
For my dad, I would want him to leave his wedding ring, because he always has that on. And then for my mom, I don't really know what's like her symbol.
But what about, okay, forget the obvious things. Is there anything else that you would find cool to have? Forget the obvious.
Like a cool guitar that your dad always plays on. Or like Papa T.
Yeah.
You know?
No? Thinking too hard?
You want me to come back to you?
Yeah, come back to me.
Knowing that Royal loves soccer, it would be like soccer jerseys, like maybe the cleats and things like that. But see, here's where you get. See, does that have any?
Yeah.
Would you like to keep those soccer cleats? See, I think that would be cool.
Are you going to want those 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now?
Yeah, because soccer was like such a huge part of my life. Like, I played it every day, spent hours on weekends sleeping over at friend's house just to wake up at like 6 in the morning to go to Victorville and play a tournament for the whole weekend, stay in hotels and stuff like that. And like, now when I go back and have those same, because I was on the Eagles, and then when I go back and have those same Eagles jerseys, number 9 and stuff, and like the emblems are faded, or like the laces of the cleats I used to wear, like, torn. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you know, it takes me back to like the games I played, and like the lunch breaks we would have in between, and the long car rides and stuff like that. And I think it's more of an emotional attachment because I don't live there anymore. So it, like, those friends I used to have, I don't see anymore. So it takes me back even further. So, but yeah, I love looking at my old soccer jerseys.
So having those things helps you kind of go back.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Or as someone like me, I don't need those things to go back.
That's what I'm getting to. I don't know how strong it is, or I don't know if it's the actual item that we love so much. I think it's what's behind the item, the connection to what it represents.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think having the item triggers that memory. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if it's one of those things where it's you have to keep it or you have to save it. I personally like to keep it. I think it's cool to have. Like my first baseball glove I mentioned before, I still have it. I still have my high school glove. Is it something Bryce and Adrian can use? Absolutely not. Not only because it's old, but I'm left-handed, they're right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when I pass, I don't know how they're going to feel about that. Like, I don't know if they're going to want to keep that just because it's my glove. Like, it's special to me, but it may not be special to them.
I think it's going to be special to them because, like, not only is it your glove, but they also play baseball.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think because
you mentioned it could be special to them because it was one of those things that was special to me. Mm-hmm. Just like you mentioned to about your grandfather. It was special to him, his car or your father's ring or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that made it special to you. So it could be one of those things. But at the same time, I have a lot of items that I probably could scale it down a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a lot
you
of
have
stuff.
A lot
like
of
I
stuff.
Have trophies. I have like, what do I do with these trophies, Royal? I have trophies growing up from Little League.
You know what else he does? He'll take his stuff and he'll put it in the kids' room so that they can, like, stare at them and admire them.
No, that's not what I do.
Your Marvel poster. That
Marvel
was yours.
Poster.
Yeah, that poster that you want to put in Bryce's room. It's yours.
That's because they like superheroes.
Yeah, they like superheroes. So
why
give
can't
them a
they
poster.
Get a new one?
They can, but I already have one, so I thought it was cool. It's vintage.
Is it like a comic one? It's
yeah,
not
it's
with
a
the new
one.
People
it's
on
vintage,
huh?
With like the frame
it has
busted.
All, I think it has all of them on it.
But it's like a comic type of thing. It's not like the
it's
movie
cool.
type of
no,
thing.
No, it's not like the movie.
It's
people.
Old.
It's like the old
yeah,
school.
Yeah,
it is, and it's cool, but can we refurbish it a little bit?
No, keep the dust on there.
Why?
That's
didn't
what
you
it
already
needs.
Put it out to give away already?
Maybe.
It's really cool.
Adrian that doesn't like anything. Adrian doesn't like any hand-me-downs or anything that belongs to somebody. He likes everything like new and fresh and clean, where Bryce will take everything that belongs to dad. And
that's true.
You know,
Adrian doesn't want
any
likes the new stuff.
The new stuff.
That's interesting.
And his room, like, everything has to be new. I can't give him any of Bryce's old clothes or anything like that. He's like, nope.
That's very interesting. But that's
a funny kid. But
he should have been first.
Bryce will take
right?
everything that belongs to daddy.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. No. So basically the thing is that going through these things, like I was doing the research on it, going through these things, it could create and trigger a lot of memories, which is perfectly fine. like for instance with you with your grandfather, it's perfectly fine, perfectly normal. It's okay to cry. Did you cry?
Did I cry when?
When you were going through your grandfather's belongings. See, and this is one of those things where it could be like Taj, where everyone else was feeling low, so you had to be the strong one.
I feel like that's always been me. I've always had to be the stronger one. So, but my grandfather, I cry easy with him. It's just,
yeah,
there's too much there. My dad, I had to be the strong one, so it was different. Steph, I was the strong one. I had to be strong for her mom and kind of be there.
Are you the firstborn?
Firstborn to who?
Well,
it depends.
Yeah.
It's a complicated situation there,
Daryl.
Yes,
we'll save it.
I'm the only child to Arena.
Yeah, we'll save it.
But I'm the middle child from Troy.
Yeah, so we'll save that conversation for another time.
But I was raised as an only child.
Okay, let's talk photo albums. Do you have any?
Photo albums. I do.
And?
For now or in the past?
In the past.
I do. And I have one photo album that my mom has from the time I was born till about maybe five. Four, okay. Maybe four or five, which is probably the time lapse that she was, with my father.
So
and that is one
photos.
Thing, like if we had a fire, it's under my bed, I would take that with me.
See.
Because there's photos, and that was a good time.
So it's just one,
looking at it, it looked like a really good time.
You don't want those just on your phone or computer?
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I was just mentioning with the technology. You take the pictures
of
the picture.
I'm not tech savvy, bro. So.
See, my issue is if I have a fire, I'm in trouble. Because I have, I don't know what I'd do.
He can't take anything with him because
there's
too much
I'd not take.
But now, like Bryson, everything's on my phone. So I have all those pictures of Bryson Agent. But I kind of miss looking through those photo albums. Like, we don't make those anymore.
No.
And I used to make them for my mom every year with, like, Bryson Agent. I stopped making them with Agent. I don't think I've made her one with Agent.
It's a different
experience.
It's kind
of sad.
It's different.
It's kind of sad.
It's a very different experience. Because I do have a photo album as well. So, I mean, I was going through a whole bunch of photo albums. I saw birthday parties. I saw cousins. I saw Jermaine. And I saw some cool pictures of Siggy. So that's why I think it's cool to have all of those memories. Because it's not only just for you. It's for everyone as well. You know?
For sure.
What were you going to say?
It's interesting. Before, I'm trying to figure out what... So before Steph passed. So Steph and I and our other friend Melissa, we all grew up together. And probably 10 years ago, we were together. It was very hard to get the three of us together. Steph lived in Florida. I was in California. Melissa stayed in Boston. So when we got together this one time, you know, I would always see Steph and whatnot. But to get the three of us together was big. We did, what is it called? Is it a time capsule type thing? Where you each put in something that special that belongs to you.
I've heard
then
of
you
that.
And you bury it.
I've heard of that.
And then you look it up. So
I've heard of that, yeah.
Steph, Melissa, and I, we did that a long time, probably 10, maybe 15 years ago. And we said on this particular day, the day that it was in 2000, whatever, we're going to go back and we're going to dig it up and see what's there. And Steph passed away before that. So now I want to go back and I want to dig it up.
You haven't been back since?
I have, but I haven't dug it up. But now I want to dig it up and see what she left. Because I'm curious what she left behind.
Do you know where it is?
I know. Yeah, it's in our backyard where we all grew up. So we grew up in a six-apartment building. She was first floor. I was second. Melissa was also second across from me. So we all grew up in that house for 10 years.
Right.
So it's in that backyard. But now I want to go back and I want to like dig it up and see
there
what we left. Because
that'd be something with New Kids.
New Kids on the Block?
Yeah, it could be. Roy, you got a Twitter?
Yes, she gave me permission to call her D because her name is pretty difficult.
Okay.
So thank you for that. But D says, my best friend is going through this right now. What would be a good way to support her as a friend? For now, she's keeping us at a distance.
She's
going through the like
loss of somebody.
Yeah. Okay. See,
that's hard because when I lost Steph, I was alone. I kind of pushed. Would you say I pushed everyone away? I kind of dealt with it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I needed to do that. because that was really, really hard for me. That was an unexpected loss, so it came out of nowhere. I kind of wanted to be left alone. But CMS, just having people call and just having people send a text, like, I'm thinking of you, or if you need me or anything, that kind of lets you know that people are there for you. And it helped me. And if I needed somebody I knew, I could call. And they would, you know, like, for example, I called my friend Jen. She would check on me every day. Are you okay? Anything you want to go for coffee? And I'd say no a lot of the times. But one day I was like, you know what? I need some coffee. And I called her. And we went and had coffee. So knowing that someone's there, even if they push you away, just sending them that little message helps.
I agree. And it's not easy. That's something I still struggle with. And I've actually recognized that. I'll call it an issue. I've had that problem I've never really dealt with death, you know. No. And even though my mom passed away years and years ago, it was something I just never really wanted to deal with or knew how to cope with it. And I realized that when other people would experience death, it would trigger my personal experience with my mother. So not only would I want to push my mom's passing away, keep that at a distance, I just, not that I would want to be insensitive to the person going through loss, I just didn't want to retrigger my own thing. And it's very selfish now looking back, but I didn't mean to be selfish. But that's how I handled it, and it was wrong. It's not the right way to do it, and it's something I'm working on. But that's just how I was. So even still today, I still try to make those changes. It's not easy, but I do try to make it. So to answer your question, I know that was a long little thing I went on, but to answer your question, I just be there for her or him. I don't know if you specified, and let them know that you're there for them. And stay in touch with them and make sure that they know that you're there, because that's the best thing to do. Don't do what I did and disappear, because that's not what you really should be doing.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, you're gonna agree. Well, I love you. What else you guys got?
I will say you did work on that. That was
I did.
You did, because.
See, I'm trying to save a lot for your show, but go ahead.
Go ahead. Speak freely? I can.
Yeah, if you want to.
So with my grandfather, it was very difficult, I think, for you, because you kind of pushed away from me mm-hmm. when I needed you the most. But with Steph, you did come around a lot more.
Yeah. No,
and
I recognize.
You checked on me daily, you know. I dealt with my grandfather. I did do that alone. And I was mad. I didn't like you for that.
No, I know you didn't.
And that was hard. I knew that you couldn't deal with death. I've seen it with you. We've gone through funerals with friends and family members here, and I noticed that when you handle those situations, you back away and you give people space. And I'm constantly telling you, call them, make sure they're okay, do this. And you like to give people space when sometimes it's just a phone call. You're not bothering them with a phone call or a text, even a text nowadays, because a text, they don't have to respond. They can see it at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's you're absolutely right, because when I lost my mom, it was, you know, I remember Christian Irwin. I remember my Auntie Janet called, like so many people called. And that's one of the things I still have. I saved it. But I have my answering machine tape, and I have everybody that called, and, you know, not obviously everyone, because I'm sure there's other people that reached out to me. But the point is that there was a lot of people there for me.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I'm working on it. It's not easy for me to reciprocate that, mm-hmm. even though I know it's the right thing to do. That's one of the things, a challenge that I have right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm getting better at it. I really
am. Well, you did get better, because with Steph, you were definitely a lot more attentive and there for me more.
Mm-hmm. It took me a while to realize that I was even doing that, as strangely as that sounds. But it was pointed out to me by a couple of people and a couple of situations, and I finally realized that I am completely avoiding their situation because of my past situation.
But those are the situations in life when people see who's really there for them and who's not. because in those times of my life, I have seen who I can and cannot count on. There were people that did not reach out to me when certain mm-hmm. people have passed. And because of that, I don't look at them the same.
And that's, yeah?
I don't look at them the same. I see the person they are, and that has forever changed my opinion about them.
And that's difficult because I'm sure I've been one of those people. And that I speaking for myself, I know that wasn't my intentions. And I think that's why it's important to be loving and being kind and understanding. And just having an open mind, because everybody has different things and goes through different situations.
And an open heart.
Yes, open heart.
Right. Open that heart up.
That's pretty much our show, fellas. We're out of time.
Fellas.
Ladies.
Lady.
Lady and gentlemen.
Lady.
What's wrong, bro? Why are you looking at me like that?
You're fumbling words.
That's all right. That's pretty much our show. We're out of time. If you want to reach out to DDJF, you can do so by emailing info@ddjf.org. If you want more information about the D.D. Jackson Foundation, please visit our website. It is www.ddjf.org. You can follow us once again on Twitter @DDJ Foundation. Royal, Brianna, anything? Last words? Anything?
No, I think that was a good show.
Yeah.
And I think if you're in that state and you've lost someone, you really just have to reach out.
Yes, you do.
You know?
Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you all next week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.